This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We haven't got that far. Hello?
Hi, Desi?
Yes.
Hi, this is Mike Hsu and Josh Dolan from WAAF in Boston. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. We're doing great. Thank you very much for taking the time with us.
Of course.
We talked about this. Was it last week we talked about this, Josh?
I think it was Monday.
Was it this Monday?
I think so.
Oh, by Friday, everything's a blur, Desi. I'm sorry.
True.
But we talked about the sexy Mr. Rogers outfit, and I was one of those people who was like, this shouldn't even be happening. This shouldn't exist. There's nothing sexy about Mr. Rogers. Why even do this? The guy was like the nicest guy in the world. You know, I'm a huge, huge Mr. Rogers fan. And like you,
yeah.
I am also from Pittsburgh. So
that's why you're extra sensitive about it.
Well, actually, no, that wasn't why. No, that wasn't why. But it was just that I love Mr. Rogers and I was just like, this is terrible. And, but I had nothing against you as the model
right.
of the outfit, which you look fantastic.
Thank you.
I might add, but apparently, people from Pittsburgh, Mr. Rogers, a proud burger, I like to call him. People from Pittsburgh are very upset with you as the model. Is that correct? You've been getting some flack from people.
Yeah, I think it got worse once people found out that I was from Pittsburgh. Like, I don't know if they gave any thought to who was modeling it, but then when it came out that I was from Pittsburgh and I was the model, it was this whole thing, how could she do this to Mr. Rogers?
Right. Yeah, you're personally attacking Mr. Rogers. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how people, I think, started to take it.
Well, you know what? Maybe they should try modeling sometime and just turn down jobs if they don't feel that they're right. Right?
Exactly.
I mean, seriously.
That's how I make my living, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And so... So what kind of things were people saying to you?
Pretty much like what I just said, how could she do this to Mr. Rogers? I had one person, this one keeps getting brought up in, different online interviews and stuff. One person wrote to me, don't ever come back to Pittsburgh.
Oh, for crying
out loud. That was probably, the best one out of them all that stands out the most.
Don't ever come back to, do you still have family in Pittsburgh?
Everyone, all my family, all my best friends are all still in Pittsburgh. So unfortunately, I go back a lot.
Yeah, same with me. I go back a few times a year.
Same.
To visit family there. Did anyone in your family or your circle of friends have anything to say about it?
I have the best family and friends, and they support me no matter what, and they have throughout my whole career. So I'm pretty sure like everyone that I know got a kick out of it, and they're loving that this is all coming down on me. They love it.
Well, I was just reading today that I think it was Mr. Rogers' son said something similar, that if Fred Rogers were alive, he'd probably get a big kick out of it.
Yeah, he actually told TMZ, Mr. Rogers' son told TMZ that if his father was around, he would get a chuckle out of it.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that's the most important judge that I can say I've gotten. And if it's okay by him, I'm doing something right.
That's right. I don't think Mr. Rogers himself, and I'm just speculating, of course, but would ever say something like, don't ever come back to Pittsburgh about
exactly.
anything.
Exactly.
Right?
I mean, we're talking about the nicest guy in the world here.
Right?
So
right.
He's the least judgmental person, I think, that's been in the spotlight. And if I don't think he would ever, ever even think to say something like that. And that's the ironic part about it, because people are saying it for Mr. Rogers, but he would never say it.
Well, they obviously weren't listening to what he was saying for like 50 years. you know, what he was doing, for crying out loud. Well, listen, Desi, I'm glad. Hey, look, I'm glad you're getting work. You know, it's always great to see a fellow burger out there, you know, doing well. And has this kind of what's going on with the sexy Mr. Rogers outfit, has it opened up any opportunities for you?
Well, thank you, first of all, for the nice words. I hope so. I mean, if anything, it's gotten me the most publicity that I've probably gotten, and I've done some cool things in my career. So it's funny that I've gotten the most publicity from modeling a Halloween costume.
Right.
So hopefully, you know, more things come from it. You never know.
Well, that's awesome. Well, thank you for taking the time with us today. Our producer, Josh Dolan, here has a question. I just want to preface it by saying he would really like to take you out for a drink sometime.
But thank you, Josh. I'm happily engaged.
Oh, well, he's married, so I don't really think he cares. But here, hold on a second.
I never said anything about the drink shoe.
Sure, whatever.
I mean, I wouldn't say no, but God's sakes. So, Desi, when you get a gig like this, modeling Halloween costumes, like there's so many costumes and so many like packages and images online for Halloween costumes. Do you even know that you're going to be on the Mr. Rogers like costume package, or do they just kind of have you put on a bunch of different costumes and they pick the ones they want?
Right. So the day of the shoot, obviously there's a few costumes that we do depending on like makeup changes, hair changes, and like what we get around to. So when I went in that day, Yandy's in Arizona, I didn't know that I was going to be the Mr. Rogers costume model. It just kind of happened that way. So they might have had a plan to put it on me. But I obviously had no idea until the day of the shoot.
So what are you going to be for Halloween this year?
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Just don't wear it around Pittsburgh, for crying out loud. Jeez.
My family actually made a joke of it that they were going to be all the characters from Mr. Rogers.
Oh, no. Well, normal or sexy? Because I'd hate to see a sexy King Friday.
I think normal.
Okay, good. All right.
A normal route.
Okay. All right. Well, Desi Mitchison, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today, and good luck.
Thank you so much for having me on, guys.
I'll see you for that drink.
Yeah, Josh says he'll see you for that drink.
Okay, perfect. Next time I'm in Boston, I'll hit you guys up.
All right, thanks, Desi.
Okay, thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.